is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking today at Bring a Sacrifice, Hebrews 13, verses 15 to 16. Let's pray. Father, thank you as we get to open up your word and study about this area of sacrifice. Teach us, Lord, and then help us to learn to offer sacrifices to you of praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. The writer of Hebrews has been talking about the high priest offering animal sacrifices as a sin offering, then the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins. Now he speaks of a new kind of sacrifice. What is this sacrifice of praise? Why is it so important that we continually offer it up to God? We sometimes see this kind of phrase in the Old Testament, variously translated as sacrifice of thanksgiving, thank offering, or thanksgiving offering. Originally, it is used as a technical term for a particular category of peace offerings or fellowship offerings, described in Leviticus 7:11-21. You would offer this thanksgiving offering to express gratitude, thanksgiving for something God has done for you. You would offer it in the tabernacle or the temple, along with both unleavened bread and bread made with yeast, spread with olive oil. A portion of the meat of the animal sacrifice would be burned on the altar, some given to the priests, and the rest eaten by you and your extended family before the Lord. A joyous celebration meal in praise to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Several verses refer to this thank offering or sacrifice of thanksgiving in the temple. Psalm 50:14, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High. Psalm 116:17-18, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Psalm 107:21-22, let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men, and let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. At some point, however, the phrase sacrifice of praise doesn't seem so much tied to a temple sacrifice, but a free expression of praise and thanksgiving to God apart from temple worship. Psalm 69:30-31. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with hoofs and horns. David and other psalmists begin to see that the core of worship arises not from an outward act of animal sacrifice, but from the inner person who expresses thanksgiving from his heart. Getting back to what Matt Redman calls the heart of worship. Psalm 51:16-17. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Psalm 50:23. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God. Ezra 3:10. With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord. He is good. His love to Israel endures forever. And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Psalm 118:19. Open for me the gates of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. By the time we get to the New Testament, we still see the term sacrifice. But since Jesus is our once-for-all complete sacrifice for sin, our sacrifices are exclusively confined to what we offer to God from the heart. Peter says we are a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Which brings us back to our Hebrews passage, Hebrews 13:15-16. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Three spiritual sacrifices are mentioned here: verbal praise, doing good deeds, and sharing with others, koinonia. Paul says, Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So number four would be living before God, surrendered to him. Our whole lives lived before God here on earth are a kind of spiritual sacrifice. Again, it is the heart followed by the outward that pleases God. To his partners in the Philippian church, Paul writes, Philippians 4:18, I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. Five, then, gifts to support the ministry. All five of these are examples of the sacrifices we offer up to the Lord today. And these five don't exhaust all the possibilities. From Cornelius the centurion, we might add one or two more. Acts 10:4, your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. So six, gifts to aid the poor, and seven, prayers. You get the idea. All our lives are to be lived as a sacrifice offered to God in love. I want to come back, however, to verbal praise. Hebrews 13:15, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Note that we are to offer it continually, Greek diapontos, literally through, throughout, during, all, everything. I think that refers to many times during the day that we recognize God's hand at work and thank him. The sacrifice of praise also manifests itself in joyous corporate worship. Ephesians 5:19-20. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:16. As you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Praise is not a sacrifice in the sense of a hardship we endure, but a joyous offering to him that arises from thanksgiving. Sometimes we can get out of the habit of praise. If that's you, try this. Place a small sign in a place where you'll see it to remind you to praise. That'll get you started again. Continually be offering up the sacrifice of praise to the Lord, and you'll find that it not only pleases him, but lifts your spirit up to his realm, his joy, his faith, his victory. Back in 1984, in the midst of the Jesus movement, Kirk Dearman penned a simple song that has gone around the world and filled my heart with joy many, many times. Time to dust it off. Look it up on YouTube, if you've forgotten how it goes, and let it be your theme song. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the
sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. One more time. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy.
Father, thank you for the privilege we have of coming before you again and again, hour by hour, moment by moment, to offer sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving, recognition that you were at work in our lives. Oh Lord, instill in us this habit of praise and worship and prayer, that we might live in your presence consciously, in joy, in trust, in love, all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.